Hey, Halfbreed!
Hey, we're talking to you, Mudblood.
Just ignore them. Keep walking, keep walking.
Hey, you going somewhere, freak?
Could you let me pass, please? I need to get home.
Whoa. What's your hurry? We're talking to you, Mutt.
Please! My mother is waiting.
Aw, she wants her mommy, the mutant maker.
Yeah, she just spits them out like turds.
Hey, don't talk about our mother like that.
Oh-ho, if it isn't the other mongrel. You don't like what we say about your mommy? Okay, your daddy's just a pervert. Can't keep to his own kind.
You better shut up.
Or else what? You gonna beat me up?
Perseus, come on. Let's just go home.
Yeah, Perseus. Follow your sister like a whim.
Shut up!
There you go again. Shut up, shut up. I'll show you shut up. There, how's that for shut up, wimp? You quasis are all alike. Ow!
You're gonna pay for that, kid. Come on, Larry. Let's go tell our moms.
Perseus, we better get home. Quick!
Yes, can I help you?
How dare you allow your delinquent bastard to strike my son?
Excuse me?
You heard me. Your little abomination punched my son, unprovoked. He hit him so hard he knocked him backwards. Oh, he hit his head on the sidewalk.
And you saw this happen?
I didn't have to. My son told me everything.
And you believed him?
My son would never lie.
Perseus, would you come here, please?
Yes, Papa?
Is this whom you are referring to when you called him a bastard and an abomination?
Yes, he hit my son.
So my bastard, as you called him, who is clearly a foot shorter than your son, hit him unprovoked?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Perseus, show them your elbows.
Is that some kind of excuse?
Perseus, how did you skin your elbows?
He pushed me down!
Ah, so it wasn't unprovoked.
He didn't have to hit him that hard. He knocked him backwards.
Perseus, after he knocked you down, what did he do?
He leaned over me and kept taunting me.
And what did you do?
I got up and punched him.
How hard?
Not all that hard. He flinched.
Oh, I see. So he fell backward because he flinched?
He's lying!
Madam, you will note that your son has no visible injury to his nose. It's not even bleeding. Do you really think a 5-year-old could punch an 8-year-old who is a foot taller than him so hard that he would fall over backward and yet not sustain a nose injury?
Come on, Lawrence. We're going home. You haven't heard the last of this, you mongrelizer.
I'm sure I haven't.
I'm sorry, Papa.
It's all right, Perseus. You were just defending yourself and your sister. But we do need to see to it that you have better means of defending yourself. Corona, too.
What's that?
Something that your cousin Dipper got when he was a young cub and had problems with bullies. Self-defense lessons.
Oh, wow! You mean like Bruce Lee?
Well, not that extensive. But it will teach you patience and how to avoid shoves and punches. That way, hopefully, you won't need to resort to violence at all.
I'm sorry, Papa.
It's all part of growing up, son. I just wish your childhood were less difficult. Maybe soon, but not yet. Until then, you and Corona need to learn how to stand up for yourselves.
But, Papa, you never get mad, and you've never hit anyone.
You weren't born when I lost my temper at your Uncle Birch, and at your Cousin Dipper before that. But hitting someone? Perseus, I told you how I was stabbed when your sister was born, correct?
Uh-huh.
If I had seen the knife, trust me, I would have struck hard and run, because there were 4 of them. But had it been just him and me, I suspect he would have been the one running. You feel like a candle in a hurricane, just like a picture with a broken frame, alone and helpless, like you've lost your fight, but you'll be alright, you'll be alright. Cause when push comes to shove, you taste what you're made of. You might bend till you break, cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hand, shake it off. Then you stand. Then you stand. Life's like a novel with the end ripped out, the edge of the canyon with only one way down. Take what you're given before it's gone and start holding on. Keep holding on. Cause when push comes to shove, you taste what you're made of. You might bend till you break, cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hand, shake it off. Then you stand. Then you stand. Every time you get up and get back in the race, one more small piece of you starts to fall into place. Cause when push comes to shove, you taste what you're made of. You might bend till you break, cause it's all you can. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hand, shake it off. Then you stand. Then you stand. Cause when push comes to shove, you taste what you're made of. You might bend till you break, cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough.